This is the Art Beauty Podcast, where we tell the real truth about the fake shit. I'm Amber, and today my gorgeous and fabulous co-host is Shirley Bilot. She is the founder and CEO of Catalyse. If you can't tell, I am trying to rock a French accent. I don't have that. But basically, this is the first company that upcycles banana agro waste. It is eco-friendly. It is sustainable. It is vegan. There's so much we're going to get into this, but we'll hold off on that. Welcome so much, Shirley. Thank you for being here with us today.
Hi, Amber. I'm so delighted to be with you today and share the banana story with your community.
I mean, when I heard about this, now I've worked in beauty that like, I feel like 1,000 years. When I heard that there was a company that was using bananas, right? And upcycled banana agro waste, which then I had to, of course, Google. The first thing that went through my head is like, wow, beauty's going bananas. Okay. So into this. But two, I was like, are these like my banana peels? Are people like going through the garbage to find this? Like, what is this? We are going to touch on that in just 1 second, but first of all, where are you dialing in from right now?
So currently I'm in Paris.
Oh, how jealous am I? Is it just lovely there?
Yeah, it's pretty beautiful.
I'm
very lucky because I travel between Martinique in the Caribbean and Paris. And so it's a perfect life.
It sounds like a perfect life. Oh my goodness. I mean, hello. How jealous are we all right now? We just had a massive snowstorm in New York, which I hate. I need the warm weather. I want to be like outdoors all the time. So this is just not my thing. But that's another story altogether. So let's dive into the science behind Catalyse. Again, this is a company that was founded on the bioactives in bananas and the banana plant. So tell us about that. How did you even discover this? When did you become the banana hacker?
It's a funny story because the starting point, it was a dream. I dreamed a lot of bananas.
Okay.
I know it's very strange, but my mother, she really well know the power of plants. So I grew up in a very committed family. My parents, they love take care about their garden. So we collect the water of the rain. So we are autosufficient in Martinique. And banana tree especially, this plant has a specific place in our garden because it's a benevolent plant. You can use every part of this plant to eat, but also to take care of your skin or of your health. So, and we produce 100% of the French bananas. So we live around bananas and banana trees.
So and you grew up in Martinique? Is that where
I grew up between Africa because I born in Africa, in East Africa, because my father was a French worked for the French army.
Okay.
And he met my mother during he arrived in Martinique, and my parents traveled a lot between French Polynesia, Africa, and then they come back in Martinique. So I grew up between my 10 and until my 17 years old in Martinique.
Can I just say your English is amazing?
Oh, thank you.
I mean, my French is I have no French. It's like and that's pretty much it. So I just want to say, first of all, your French is, I mean, your English is just lovely. So you grew up, but you said you had a banana tree in your garden. And I love this. Your family was really, they sound like they were so into, being sustainable and sustainable living. Yeah. So you grew up with that.
Yeah, because just to give you an example, my father, he worked during 2 years for the atomic bases in French Polynesia.
Okay.
And I think my parents in Martinique, they are very well known because they are early adopters of sustainability, way to live. And I think this experience in Tahiti, and my father understood the negative impact that the army done in the French Polynesia with the atomic bases. So very sooner they founded an environmental company, and they also were unionist. So my parents are very committed, and we use every day, we use plants when we are sick or when, for example, every morning when I and when I wake up in my house in Martinique, I just go to the garden to take my eggs or to take fruits. So we eat fresh food every day. And
sounds and, so nice.
Yeah, and banana tree, it's a very specific plant in Martinique because we have a specific story with this plant. Three centuries ago, a royal law put mandatory the fact that in Martinique, every slave owner, they have to plant 25 banana trees per slave owner. So that is why we have a so specific relationship with the banana tree, because it was the first plant that the slave are authorized to plant freely, you know? So every different part of the banana tree, we use it.
Okay.
There is a purpose for every different part of the banana tree.
That is incredible. And thank you for that history. So would you say then, so with the banana, you know, let's talk about some of the healing properties of this and, you know, what some of the bioactives that are derived from this in terms of skincare.
So for example, we started 10 years ago, a research program to characterize the different component molecules of the banana tree, from the trunk to the fruit to the leaf to the flowers. And for the brand, so we have now three theses in biochemistry, and we have also have an expertise in eco-extraction. It's new okay. way to extract molecules, but without use chemical solvent. So we okay. only use new technology like microwaves, ultrasounds, that allow to concentrate this active molecule. So I decided for the brand to focus on the oil. I love oil. Mm. And on the lipid part, you have specific molecules like phytosterol, vitamin E, and so on, that allow to repair your skin. And in the banana tree, what it is very special, specific, you have specific molecules on this oily part that you cannot find in other plants or very few of them, like, for example, Centella asiatica. And this, and in the banana tree, 60% of the oily part is, it's a very technical word, it's insaponifiable. It's close to, it's like, it's phytosterol.
Okay.
And the molecules are the same that DHEA.
Okay. And so similar to a DHEA. Okay.
Yeah. So these molecules allow to repair your skin. If you compare this phytosterol to polyphenol, it's like a shield. So it protects your skin from external aggression.
Sure.
But phytosterol repair deeply your skin. So that's why I decided to focus on that. And nobody in the world work on the oil of banana tree. So for the brand, we developed for now three ingredients. One, it's the oily part of the green bananas.
Okay.
And it's for young skin because it allows to refine and to have an action of acne, for example.
Okay, great. So it's like good for acne. Okay.
Yeah. We have another ingredient. It's around the peel of yellow banana. So we only extract oil from the peel. And this ingredient, it's to give you some key numbers. With our green ingredients, our antioxidant power, now it's 20 times more active compared to argan oil.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
And especially because now we are only working on organic bananas, and we're only working on banana organic, we have better results. It's strange, but it's better compared to the other one.
So you're saying the organic bananas you're finding have 20% more antioxidant power than in argan oil?
When it was not organic, it was 14 times. Now it's 20 okay. for the green one.
And your brand is completely organic, correct?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
And when you take the yellow banana ingredient from the peel, this power, it's 40 times more active compared to argan oil. And this yellow banana is perfect for mature skin because it allows to, it promotes the synthesis of collagen, elastin, and other different genes. And that is why it's perfect for skin. And I use it because I have 48 years old. So it's
gorgeous. Look at that gorgeous face. Yeah. Well, you know what? And listen, here's the thing. I'm now 42. And one of the things that I've realized as I am getting older is that the face oils, right, are, you know, once you start to get a certain age, once we hit, once we go past menopause, which I'm not there yet, but I understand, I've got friends who are going through that, our skin really dries out a lot. And so that face oil, like your skin wants to absorb it in any way it can. I want to just throw in there, because one of the things that I was really impressed about was that none of the stuff except for the lip balm smells like bananas. So if anybody out there is thinking, I mean, I love a banana. I love the smell of bananas. But if you're somebody out there who is thinking, I don't know if I want to smell like a banana, it does not. It has just a beautiful, clean, almost like there's really no identifiable fragrance at all, except for the lip balm, which is really lovely.
In fact, it's a chemical problem because there is no essential oil in bananas. So you can keep the essential oil. So when we extract the oil, the fragrance, it's a green fragrance, like cucumber for the green one. For yellow, it's more like vanilla.
Okay.
And the pink, because we also have an ingredient from the pink banana. It's a banana with a pink color. And this one, it's very rare. The peel, it's between pink and purple. And this one, this antioxidant power, it's 4,500 times more active compared to argan oil. This is amazing. And this one, it's perfect for dark spot and to unify your skin.
So, okay. So the antioxidant powers, now for everybody, you know, just a quick little reminder, antioxidants are great to apply to our skin topically to prevent, like you said, free radical damage, which comes from external things, smoke, light,
pollution,
all of the bad stuff that's in our, so as a topical, it is helping provide, it's like the shield that you mentioned before, 4,500 times more effective than argan oil, the pink banana. I've never seen a pink banana. It is my favorite color pink, but you just blew my mind. Where is a pink banana?
We have one producer in Martinique.
Okay.
It is more rare because we have less bananas on a bunch when they are pink compared to the yellow one. So the producer prefer to produce the yellow bananas compared to the pink one. And that is one of the part of our work. It's to sensibilize the grower to not only plant the yellow bananas, but on other species that are more active for health or for beauty. Even they are less on a bunch, you can sell it with a higher price because they are more rare and more active. This is a part of our work.
I love that you are promoting biodiversity. I love that you're promoting sustainability. I love that you're also helping local farmers who may not, like you said, go in and plant those pink bananas because if there's less on a bunch, they're not going to be able to make as much money. But you are saying we will pay you more because they are 4,500 times more powerful.
Exactly.
Antioxidant wise than argan oil.
We have 100% of the grower are part of the company. 100% of the grower of Martinique. It's not just one or two, it's everyone.
And now I want to get into this because I was like, what is banana agro waste? I mentioned this at the top. Like, are we going through garbage? Are you recycling bananas? No. I was fascinated to learn that a big part of food waste is ugly fruit. So that's how many, like thousands of bananas every year are thrown away.
It's 20% of the annual production that are thrown away just because they are ugly and single. And it's huge. And so it's huge just because they are not perfect for a human, supermarket.
Right.
And that is a pity. And in Martinique, it represents 40,000 tons of green, ugly bananas that never take the boat to go in France.
47 tons?
40,000 tons.
Oh, 40,000 tons. Oh,
in, only in Martinique. It's huge.
Massive amounts of waste.
Yeah. And when they arrive in France, you also have other waste. It's yellow bananas that supermarket cannot sell because they are spotted or
bruised.
Yeah, exactly.
By the way, if you have those at home, my mother taught me, if you have a bunch of bananas that are about to go bad, what you do is you let them get really, really brown, peel them, and then freeze them because they're going to be their like utmost delicious sweetness, and then like throw them into a smoothie.
Alors, there is a scientific study that found that in the peel of banana, when they become dark and black, they produce molecules to fight cancer. And that is very, and that is very funny because the banana tree is very close to human well-being. When it is green, it's perfect for young skin. When it is yellow, it's perfect for mature skin. And when it is very, very ripe and the peel is dark, there are molecules to fight cancer.
So like all stages of our lives. I have a question for you. Do you, but it's in the peel. So you'd have to consume the peel in order to sort of get those phytoactives?
Yeah, for the yellow one, we use the peel.
Right.
Why? Because there are a lot of waste at this maturity stage because they use the pulp for juice and for to produce jam.
Jam.
So a lot of peel of bananas, yellow bananas, are thrown also away. So is why for the green we use the complete fruit. For the yellow, only the peel, and for the pink we use all the fruit.
The whole thing. Okay. Green whole fruit because it's not ripe yet. Yellow using the peel because the rest, because people want the inside of the banana, even though it's not that pretty. And then the pink, everything because it's so rare. By the way, I do want to say, first of all, thank you for being so active in helping the farming community in being sustainable. Also, I forgot to mention at the top of the show, you've agreed to give away a set of this, your Catalyse banana inspired skincare line. So make sure that you go to, our Instagram at Art Beauty. I will link to yours, which is at Catalyse_US, to find out about that. We will be doing a phenomenal giveaway. So thank you for that. Let's dig into some of these products. Okay, because you really do have a full skincare line. And I want to ask you one more. We were talking about some of the ingredients. I noticed on all of these, there is this MusaClean, Musa Therapy. What is that Musa? And forgive me, because I did go online and I know it is one of like the ingredients that's found in here. Can you tell us a little bit about what that is?
In fact, the scientific name of a banana tree, it's always start by Musa.
Okay.
For example, the banana, the plantain that you have to cook, it's Musa paradisiaca or Musa sapientum. The banana that you eat, the fruit, it's Musa cavendish. The pig banana, it's red mossy. So they start by Musa. So when you... And especially in Martinique, as you talk about Musa, we know it's a banana tree.
Got it. Okay. So Musa therapy is banana therapy. I love this.
Yeah.
So let's go in because you now have an entire line, right? So everything from you've got your face wash to your toners to your day cream, night cream, you've got some beautiful oils here. Tell us, can you give us some highlights of the line?
So in fact, when we develop product, it's always around the benefit of one of our active ingredients. Okay. So we have a line of cleansers with a makeup remover oil, with the peel of yellow banana. We have a cleansing gel. It's always natural and organic. And we use an extract from a wood, Panama wood, to have the effect with a soap, like a soap. It's not a soap, but like a soap. We have a toner. The toner you have, it's a specific toner because it contains fruit acid. It's a treatment for dark spot or for wrinkles or for acne. We also have we have other products in France that will arrive, I think, this year in the US. We have a line dedicated to hydration.
Okay.
So it's Hydramuse,
Right.
The muse of hydration, with a light and a more creamy texture.
Sure.
We have two lines of anti-aging, one around the green banana. It's for young skin from 20 up to 40 years old. And for the mature skin, as you mentioned just before, we need to have more lipid in the formulation, because with the age, the skin need to have more lipid. So, and the skin is more dry, so we need to have more lipid. Very important to have a firm skin. So we have two anti-aging lines, one for smooth and one for lift. And we also have a line of nourishing care with the oil. So we have currently three oils, one for around the green banana, perfect for oily skin or your young skin. Yellow bananas, it's perfect for mature skin or dry skin. And we have a new one. It will arrive, I think, in April in the US. It's a pink banana oil. It's only when if you need to have a shield, or if you need to glow your skin, or decrease the appearance of dark spots, it's perfect.
And we
also have the lip balm. It's a very nourishing.
So lovely, and I love this. Is the only thing that smelled like banana.
Yeah, it's an aroma that you can use also to cook with a little bit of stevia to have it's a free sugar. And
Oh, it does have like a little bit of a sweet sweet. You know what's really stevia? And you know what's interesting too? Did you say you could cook with this?
No, we use the same aroma than in food.
Got it. So what was really interesting to me, like I said before, nothing but this smelled like banana. But this oil, this can be used on the face, on the body, even in the hair, correct?
Yeah, yes. It's multi-purpose care.
And it's very, I will say, this is a very accessible, affordable luxury line. It really is. Was that important to you to sort of make sure that this is sort of accessible to everybody?
Yeah, exactly.
So who are you finding right now are your biggest clients?
You mean end consumer?
Yeah.
I think for us, it's eco-conscious consumer. Mm-hmm. It's people, they want to take care of their beauty with efficient and natural and clean products. But they also want to have an impact and to give meaning when they buy something. So I think maybe our first consumer, our eco-conscious consumer. And with Canalys, they are sure that at the same time, they have an efficient product, because for everything, we have clinical studies. They are organic and vegan. So we have the certification.
Cruelty-free.
And we have it also. And we take care on the nature by recycling agro-waste plus the population, by having 100% of the banana grove Martinique part of the company to share and have a direct impact. Why? And also, another point, we support a woman career in science. So all our scientific team, they are women. They are female. This is very important because it's a female power.
I think we are
better.
yes. Should I say that? I mean, sorry to my male listeners out there. Thank you. You know, I love you. But yes, we need more women, especially in science. Yeah. I love
There is only two women for 40 men in science. Yeah,
which is sad and scary because I also think that we have very analytical brains. Our brains work in a very different way than the male brain does. Also, you know, we need more women in science because, like, I always said, not to really go what, but like, if a man had to get a mammogram, it would feel like a gentle tickle, you know, like we need more women in there who are like taking care of the women's stuff.
Yeah.
I want to thank you so much for being on and for really opening my eyes to the magic of the banana plant. I love bananas. I'm going to have to look into pink bananas, or maybe I'm just going to have to come out to Martinique to try that. If people want to know more about these fabulous products, where can they go?
Oh, they can go JCPenney, the Detox Market.
Okay.
And on our websites, we have a lot of online retailers, Melanie Grace, and so on. So, but the main, it's the Detox Market. For us, it's very important because this is one of the most retailers that focusing clean beauty.
Nice. Wait, wait, which market is this?
The Detox Market.
How do you spell it?
The Detox Market.
Oh, the Detox Market.
Yeah, sorry. The you Detox. Never,
please never apologize for having that gorgeous, gorgeous accent. I apologize for not knowing. Ah, the Detox Market. Okay, which is really focused on sustainable, clean.
I have to say the Detox Market.
You sound perfect. Don't change a thing. Got it. The Detox Market. Okay, perfect, perfect, perfect.
And, so and JCPenney, we are part of the 13 Loons selection.
Oh, wonderful. Congratulations. Yeah. And then, of course, you can go to Catalyse. That is Kadalys .com.
Yes.
And see everything. And we can see this, can learn more about the science. We can learn more about you. We can learn more about all of the initiatives you're doing. Thank you, Shirley, so, so much for being
on. Thank you, Amber.
And remember. And if you have any questions you want me to pass on to Shirley or her fabulous female team, I absolutely will. You can always reach out to me at hello@artbeautypodcast.com. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and of course here on YouTube at Art Beauty Podcast. Don't forget, we're going to be doing a fabulous giveaway of this gorgeous collection. So you want to go to at Art Beauty Podcast. And as always, we will see you next Tuesday. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Au revoir.
Au revoir. À bientôt.